from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Tavola, Springfield Country Club, for Tour de Delco. Brought to you by Visit Delco PA. People say Delco's a lot, and they're right. Find out all Delco has to offer at visitdelcopa.com. Elliot's joining us, yes? Jack?
Ideally, yeah.
Okay, all right. I heard Elliot was joining us. I just didn't see him there. Elliot will join us in a moment. Talk about tonight's Eagles game. We have Eagles and Patriots in the second of three preseason games. You can hear the action here on 94 WIP. If you're looking for the Phillies, they will be on 1210 WPHT tonight.
Just like the old days.
215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy. What are we doing here today?
Well, just take the seatbelt off.
Yeah. Chuck.
Oh. I put him on hold.
Okay.
Try it again. Chuck, you're on WIP.
Hey, yo, Ike, listen. I mean, Spike, listen, man. All the rules can't be met at one time, man. I have my seatbelt off, all right, man?
Yeah, okay. You know, can hey, I got to put you on hold because Elliot's there. We'll do you right after Elliot. Sorry, Chuck.
Pause.
Yeah.
Elliot, save me, man. Give me something good. What the hell is going to happen in the game tonight that makes me excited?
First off, I got to say, putting Chuck on hold for me feels like a downgrade in toughness. We're talking about playing tonight.
So upgrade in height, downgrade in toughness. Yeah.
No, I'm not going there with that topic. But so tonight, I mean, what, something good that'll happen tonight? There's going to be a football game. What could be better than that?
Why do you sound nasally?
Yeah, what's going on here?
I'm sick. I'm sick. I don't feel well. But I'm happy to be on Talking Football with you guys. But yes, the voice, like I said, the voice from Chuck's voice to my voice currently is definitely quite the downgrade.
Damn, Boston got you, huh? The traveling.
Yeah, the 8 hours on a train, you know, I guess ended up not being great.
But 8 hours on
it. Took the train, right?
This is why you should rest in preseason. This is why, you know, you wait for the regular.
Elliot, you sound terrible. Are the offensive starters going to play at all tonight?
No, I don't think you'll see any of the offensive starters tonight. They got 47 reps in those joint practices. I think that was the work they needed. And I would not play them. I mean, we've done this in 1,000 different scenarios over the years. Well, they just had this, just had that. They never play them. And I think it has almost always worked out when they've done it. So I think it's the right decision.
I don't. You know, let me ask you this. Why do you think that the Chiefs do play offensive starters? Why do you think that the Packers do play offensive starters? We understand the reason why not to. What, play devil's advocate for me. Why would they?
So I think Andy Reid does it because he thinks it's important. It's how he's always done it. He's, I think, the best head coach in the history of the NFL. So if he has a way that has worked for him, I think that makes sense, like why he would stick with that. It's not something I agree with. It's not how I would do it, but I think that's why he does it. I don't think that Mahomes needs these reps. I think that's just how Andy has done it, and it's worked for him, but I don't think that's the right path.
You know, we have an emergency phone call?
Wow.
Jack, we did not ask for a weather thing.
It's beautiful out.
Who is
this? Hey, guys. Tornado Shapiro with the official Eagles game day forecast. How are you?
Wait a minute.
What's up, Tornado?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Tornado Shapiro, we didn't ask for an official game day forecast. What are you talking about?
You got one, Spike. 7 p.m. Foxborough, Massachusetts, Gillette Stadium. Gillette, the best a man can be, unless he's on the radio talking to Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Come on!
Okay.
Weather's looking fantastic, but it could change by game time. You never know. This one could go. Actually, this could go either way.
Wait a minute. Hold on. If you're going to give us a game day forecast, shouldn't you at least tell us what the forecast is going to be? Is it going to be nice tonight? Are they going to be able to play the starters?
Well, I told you. You know, you're looking at a 28% chance of participation right now, which is going to be creeping up by game time, 7 p.m. So that's 28 right now. Could get as high as 38. Maybe go over 50. That's closer. Go over 40. Now that's closer to a 50-50 ball. Go get it. Come on, that's pure hustle right there. Mr. Ike Reese can tell us a little bit about that, right?
That's right.
Have a little Ike juice for us. Come on.
Tornado Shapiro. And what was the radio station you worked at in Kentucky?
Oh, that was a long time ago. WZZZZDR, the Canal, Laurel Mountain Bluff, Western Kentucky. Ouch. So Ike will tell you because he's special teams captain. That's pure will.
That's
you
right.
Know, hey, Ike, who's going to bust the wedges? Is it going to be me or you today? Come on.
Oh, it's going to be you, brother.
Me and Fritz are Spritzer. Come on down there for my good fella. You know, you're out there in Springfield. I started out in Springfield, Missouri, land of Lincoln, Route 66. Hey, guys, the wind is at zero, little to no factor at all, but a bean supper could change all of that. Again, it's a 50-50 ball depending on your diet. We always got to watch for the wind coming out of the south.
Spike
knows the highest percentage of accuracy. You know that. Plus, I was the only one to predict the biggest snow game in recent Philadelphia history, December 8th, 2013. I called it a 50-50 chance of snow. Lincoln Financial Field, Shady McCoy runs for a franchise record 217 yards. Four broken jocks, two touchdowns, 8 ounces of ice in your pants, a corn cob, and a button nose. Come on.
What are you doing? Tornado, if you're going to give us a game day forecast, the least you could do is tell us what's going to happen. You can't say you predicted a snowstorm and said it would be 50-50.
I told you, it's a true 50-50 shot. So to all the good-looking couples up in Foxborough, you want to dress for this game, I'd play it safe. Tell your girlfriend to wear a bikini under her rain slicker. You got it? Honestly, I'd wear galoshes. Better yet, put a rubber on one foot and a flip-flop on the other. Come on.
All right.
Oh, God, that's close.
Yeah, very close. Thank you, Tornado. We look forward to unwanted game day forecasts throughout the season.
This ain't your daddy's hurricane spot.
All right, goodbye. Ladies and gentlemen, Tornado Shapiro. By the way, you can find out where you can see Joe Conklin at
JoeConklin.com.
Sorry, Elliot, we had an emergency game day forecast.
Well, at first I thought that was serious about rain tonight in Boston, and I was even happier I'm not there now. So good to know if it's going to rain.
It was serious.
Yeah, it was serious.
There's a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, 50-50 chance of rain.
Yeah.
So tonight, I guess, so we're not going to see the starters. What do you think? Give us the most important, I would say, two players to watch out for today who can change the course of the future of their team tonight, with the team tonight.
So the two guys, it's not the most exciting two guys, but I think the two guys with the most at stake tonight are Max Scharpering and Matt Hennessy, the offensive linemen. This team has, the past few years, they have had a versatile sixth offensive lineman they've been able to lean on, and they have had injuries along the offensive line. And now they don't really have that player. They really don't have anyone on the offensive line outside the starters. And really, even if you include the right guard spot, they only have four linemen they can count on. So I think that while the linebackers are going to be exciting to watch, and the corners are always fun to watch, like the backup offensive line tonight, if they're bad, then I think you could see some real roster movement in terms of a trade or, you know, really combing the waiver wire, because they need to improve those backup offensive linemen.
No shot at seeing Cooper tonight, right? Cooper DeJean?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think Cooper will play tonight. He hasn't done any team reps in practice. They are back on the practice field Saturday, so yeah. I think there's a shot then that he could play. And I do think, you know, that last preseason game, people always say no one plays. You could see him in that game. Like, that could be something that makes that game worth watching for sure, because he obviously, you know, hasn't done any team reps yet. So I think no Cooper tonight, but I bet in that final preseason game he does play.
So I've been thinking about something with Quinyon Mitchell. I got to get him at that outside corner.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to get him out there. I'm wondering, can he win that CB2 spot opposite Slay? What's the chances you think when they come out of these games, right, they say to themselves, why not just put the kid on the outside in his natural position and you put the other guys, let them figure it out inside? Unless Isaiah Rodgers is that much better than Quinyon Mitchell over there at that CB2 spot, I mean, he's our future. So I'd rather him go out there and learn on the job. I think he's going to be better for it in the long run versus wasting time with him trying to play the nickel position when he's really never really going to be the nickel moving forward. I would rather have him in his natural position. I know he can do nickel, and they want to get the three best on the field. But, man, I really wouldn't mind seeing him at the CB2 spot.
Yeah, so I do think there are some benefits to him getting a year of experience in nickel, but I also think ultimately you're right. He is going to play outside corner for this team. That is his long-term home. That's where they drafted him to play. And the return of Cooper DeJean, I think, is what could make that happen. They don't want Quinyon to play nickel. The reason he is there right now is he's their best option they have, and because Cooper got hurt. Cooper DeJean was getting first-team reps at nickel in off-season workouts before he hurt himself prior to training camp. So if Cooper comes back and plays well in these practices, they see him in the regular the final preseason game and looks good. I don't know if week one he is out there as a starter. I think that'd be tough. But what could force Quinyon to the outside or allow them to put him on the outside is if Cooper plays well at nickel, and then you just put him there and move Quinyon. But it's clear that no matter where he plays, Quinyon is going to be out there the majority of snaps right away from the start of the season.
Yep.
Elliot, last one for me. I feel like, at least on our show or just in general, we haven't talked about the new kickoff stuff a lot. And I get the sense that if there is a team that figures something out and works on this a lot, there could be an advantage in the first half of the season as the rest of the league catches up. In your time watching camp, how much time have you seen them spending on the new kickoff rule?
So they have not done it much with us there. I think that's intentional. I don't think they want people to know what their plans are for the new kickoff rule. So we haven't seen a ton of it. I think ultimately they are probably just going to end up kicking it out of the back of the end zone just because, you know, you get that, I believe it's at the 30 there. You don't risk a long return. But the one caveat I'll say is Jake Elliott can be a weapon in this instance. There's been some times where he's practiced trying to make it so you have to field the ball within the five. And he's done a good job of it in the reps that I've seen. So I think that I agree with you. I think they will be good at it because I think they'll adjust better than the rest of the league. But much like they do with offense and defense and injuries and everything, they are, you know, not offering up the information on their plan. And they're trying to keep it under the vest leading into week one.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, and it's not just on the when I say kickoff, I don't just mean as the kicking team, but I mean as the receiving team too, because with the it's like a completely different thing without the other team running full speed where you're going. And I feel like somebody will figure something out and the rest of the league will have to catch up. Now maybe they catch up in 2 weeks or something,
yeah.
But I do feel like somebody will have a plan that nobody is expecting and will end up with a kickoff return for a touchdown a couple of times in the first month of the season.
Yeah, and I do think the Eagles have a decent set of returners and or options for that role. Britton Covey, I think, can do it. Isaiah Rogers, I think, is someone they really like in that role. Kenny Gainwell has taken some reps there. So they have options they want to do. But you're right. I think that the team that can figure out the loophole or come up with the first kind of, you know, wildcat type thing that no one's ready for, it will be a big advantage for them.
Yeah, and I honestly, you mentioned Gainwell. I honestly think the way that it works may benefit somebody who's a running back, because the speed of how it's happening and how it's developing in front of you may look a little bit more like a line of scrimmage than a typical kickoff would have looked like. I know there aren't a lot of answers at this point. I just think it is something definitely to keep an eye on, because I think in the first month of the season, there will be a lot of teams figuring things out, and somebody will be ahead of somebody else.
My only worry with it, because I was very excited when they put this rule in. I thought it looked cool. You watch the plays. Just from the preseason games I've seen and the reps I've seen, I just don't think it's going to have this impact that everyone thought. I hope it does. It would be exciting if the kickoff became a thing again and it was an exciting play. But I think we're ultimately just going to end up with, like, pretty short returns where guys get tackled right away or the ball just going out again. So I don't think, at least so far in the preseason games I've watched, you know, that have more than Eagles games, like, it hasn't been that exciting. So.
There he is.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It would have been a different way for me to play.
Yeah.
To do kickoff and kickoff return. Yeah, this would have been different for me. I mean, from a coverage standpoint, I don't know how much athleticism and speed and power you get to show because it's in such a short spurt. Like, you don't get that 30-yard run down the field and make somebody miss. You're almost going to get blocked, because the guy is right there on top of you to block you. Now, they're also doing this to take away some of the big collisions. It's hard to get a big collision with this type of return. And come on, man, that's what the hit squad was all about.
Well, and
I got to go get that money, E.
Yeah, no big collisions, no Ike Reese.
Hey, listen, once upon a time we used to, you know, there was $200-$300 for inside the tackle, inside the 20-yard line tackle.
Bounties?
Well, I'm not going to go that far and say bounty.
All right, okay.
I'm just saying rewards.
Rewards, okay, rewards.
Back when men wore neck rolls, you know?
Yeah,
and they played in the preseason. Yeah.
Wait a minute, I just Googled bounty. It says reward, actually. That's the dictionary definition. So, Elliot, you can hear Elliot on the Go Birds podcast. Elliot, I wonder if you should be hosting pregame tonight, to be quite honest with you.
Well, Al Morgani's filling in for him.
Oh, okay.
Breaking news, there's been a hockey shift. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, Al's a football guy.
Oh, no. It's no knock against Al. He's also a Patriot fan.
Oh, right. Well, get him out of there.
It's a big game.
Yeah. Thank you, Elliot. Appreciate it, man.
No problem. Thank you.
You know, Al was the one years ago, and it was funny because when it happened, everybody, Angela was calling Al a genius.
Yeah.
Al was the one calling for Chip Kelly. Like a year before Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden Chip Kelly gets here and he's a sensation and the Eagles are good and all the other teams are faking injuries and everybody's like, Al's a genius. And then all of a sudden, whoops, Chip Kelly's the worst guy in history. Nobody noticed. Oh, no.
Meanwhile, Al's like, I didn't want that guy here.
Yeah, I'll just lie. The Twitter poll is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Shop the home team and support local business. Marks Jewelers locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Marks-Jewelers.com. Would the Eagles be making a mistake by not playing the starters on offense tonight? 57% say yes.
Oh, the fan base wants to see this squad.
They want to see some football, man.
Yeah, they want to see the squad. Listen, Saquon's not playing no matter what.
Yeah, we don't need him out
there. I don't need him out there.
Well, can you imagine?
I want to see Will Shipley.
Can you imagine?
I actually do want to see Shipley.
I want to see Shipley too.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how excited this town would be? And I know it's just a preseason game.
Mm-hmm.
But they line up tonight. Hurts is under center. They marched down the field in eight plays. Touchdown pass to A.J. Brown.
Are we going to the Super Bowl?
Everybody who was had them at 13-4 would have them at 16-1 simply because we would have rested the starters the final week. You know, like the excitement would go through the
it
roof.
Would.
And not just the excitement. I think the confidence level mm-hmm. of the offense would go up. I think playing closer to game speed, I think seeing the new things that you learned in action against a team that isn't the Eagles, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? I know they just had the joint practice, but I think all of those things can only help, and I think the small chance that someone gets hurt is worth it. If you're so worried that they're going to get hurt, then they shouldn't be – maybe they shouldn't be practicing. Maybe they shouldn't be doing joint practices, all of those things. I think there is a very little risk, and I think there is a high reward to them playing tonight.
Listen, if the starters didn't play in the preseason under Andy Reid, we wouldn't have had that great moment from T.O. the first time he touched the ball in Lincoln Financial Field. Was an 80-yard touchdown.
Yep.
Andy drew that play up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he wanted that. Like, let's get him the ball fast. Let's get it to him early. They took a shot early. And that was to introduce T.O. to the home fan base.
Chuck in Mount Airy. Sorry we had to put you on hold, Chuck. You're on WIP.
Yeah, Spike. Listen, Ico, Spike, and Jacko. What's up, man?
There we go. What's up, Chuck?
What's up, Chuck?
Hey, Spike, you know, my respect meter has dropped since you joined the show. I just want to let you know that. You know, you talk about my height, you know what I mean? You put me on hold for Elliott, and he's going to come on, and, you know, he's a goat, but he's going to come on and give you the same report he gave you every day. I can give you that report.
Chuck, where would you put the disrespect level on threatening to cut somebody's fingers off?
Oh, you still haven't gotten over that, man?
Well, bro, I'm just jabbing you in the ribs.
Oh, man, come on, Spike. Spike, listen, literally speaking, right, I can't cut your fingers off, man.
Because you, know I mean? You couldn't reach him. Right, hey, so...
What I'm saying is this, right? I couldn't reach him, right? But you're only an inch taller than me, okay? I've seen you in person. You're an inch taller than me. The reason why you're taller than me is you got a long-ass neck and a big-ass head. So, you know what I mean? Don't even, you know, you keep saying all that. You know what I mean? You're not that too much taller than me, Spike. What do you mean? Why are you coming at my height for? You know what I mean? My height has nothing to do with me.
Because you were... Chuck...
Listen, New York Post, not once, but twice, okay? ESPN, you know what I mean? All four announcements. You know what that is? You know, that's my resume, all right? Put some respect to my name, Spike.
Wait a minute. Your resume is they talked about you on ESPN?
Yes. Yes.
Man, it's a short resume, homie. I mean, I'm just saying, mine's longer.
Yeah.
Well, he's not comparing to you. He's just saying put some respect on his name
as a
caller.
You, Chuck. We're not doing I put you on hold for Elliot, who works here.
Hey, listen, you're having a bad day today, man. That lady gave you the finger, you know what I mean? You need to go on.
Yeah, don't take it out on Chuck.
No.
You hung up on him?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, hold on.
Here we go again. Here we go again.
I'm not doing the whole show where he's demanding respect. What are we talking about here?
Well, you can't take it literal.
He was being literal.
I know, but I could show you
text messages.
You don't have to. Okay. We don't have to go down that road.
Okay.
My only point is that you got to kind of, you know, Chuck is he barks.
Yeah.
He barks. Yeah, that's part of his mantra. That's his thing. He's a tough guy.
I apologize to him for putting him on hold.
You cut his testicles off, man. You neuter the guy.
Oh.
Can I say that?
Yeah, we can say neuter. I don't know about it.
Well, I mean...
Well, hold on. We've said worse on the show today.
Yeah. I think so. I'm sorry to Chuck. I don't need to be told to give him respect. What are we doing? I put him on every time he calls. We let
Not
him back.
Fast enough.
And by the way, he's back on the show after some questionable decisions from Chuck, if we can be honest.
That's why I don't want to go backwards. We've made progress.
He's back on the show.
Yes.
Will you take his call? He called up. I never even thought twice about putting him on. I put him right on.
Yeah.
Even after all of our history, I put him right on.
Yeah.
I just don't need the stomping and demanding respect to him. Is like, but everybody's having fun. But Chuck, who's like mad at me all the time. you just got to chill out. Elliot was on. Elliot was scheduled to be on.
Mm-hmm.
He got interrupted by tornado, but Elliot was scheduled to be on. I had to put Elliot on the friggin' show.
You didn't do anything wrong. I didn't say you did anything wrong. You were fine. You're fine. I just, with Chuck, we got to sort of massage the ego a little bit and just let him be. See, that's the thing. You don't have time. You don't have time for that.
to massage Chuck's
ego? See, Jack and I, we've developed Chuck over these years, so we know how to handle him. You,
I'll massage Chuck. Yeah.
And don't you start. Brent Selleck, don't
Selleck
you start.
Over
here. He shoots 190.
All of a sudden.
I know. You told us.
That's all it is.
Okay.
You're good, though, bro. You're good. Right. You're good.
Now Ike's managing me.
No, I'm just saying. Yeah.
It's about time.
No, I'm managing this relationship.
Yeah.
Yes.
Chuck's important to the show.
Let me say. Yes. I think, not before anybody, but I would say, from when I was a program director, one of the earliest supporters of Chuck at WIP as a caller was me.
Sure. You love when he yelled at me.
Huge fan of Chuck.
You made me promise that he was not fake.
Yes, I needed to know. I needed to know that Chuck was real.
I actually remember that. Yes,
I wanted to make sure it was a real caller.
We know this happens in radio from time to time.
Every once in a while, you know. So I needed to know from Jack that Chuck was real. I found out Chuck was real. I love Chuck. Mm-hmm. Just Chuck, it's showbiz.
Yes.
And every once in a while, you got to take a jab, blah, 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 blah. But don't take it so serious.
Yes.
We're all just, like, I make fun of Jack. I make fun of Ike. Ike makes fun of me. Jack makes fun of me. That's all. So if we're making fun of you.
Top five.
Oh, boy. It's not a me top five, is it?
It is a you top five.
No, it's a Spike. What is Spike do?
It's going to be the top five meltdowns or something for me today. Is that what it is, Jack?
No.
Okay. All right. God bless everybody. God bless Chuck. God bless the Easter Bunny.
God bless that lady that was here.
God bless the lady.
That told us to go to hell and play music.
Yeah. All right. We're at Tavola. At the Springfield Country Club, Tor de Delco.
You thought Tavola wasn't going to get rowdy.
Exactly.
It's not rowdy. It was one lady, and it was Chuck on the phone. Everybody else is great. Yeah, everybody, you're great, right? Yeah.
Hey, puppies are here.
It was one lady.
It's just one lady. Yeah, puppies. Okay, so Providence Animal Center here with the puppies out front until 5 o'clock. I did mention if you come and adopt one of the puppies, I will pay the adoption fee. And if you come up to us, hand us a paper that says Tor de Delco, or tell Taz Tor de Delco. It'll be another $20 toward Providence Animal Center that comes out of my pocket, so you can cost me money. Mm-hmm. And Top 5 of 5 comes up in about a half an hour. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.